Travel troubles for the long holiday weekend. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. More than 3.5 million people are planning on air travel this weekend. But nearly 600 flights were scratched yesterday, approaching 400 cancellations already today.
We've been delayed a couple of times trying to get out of here.
How long?
About 2.5, 3 hours.
Our flight was delayed, so we're just going to hang out here till we get to make it to our destination.
Those would-be flyers at Orlando's airport, upwards of 45 million people will be traveling by road, despite high gas prices. And there's a little good news for them this morning. AAA says the average price for a gallon of gas is down 2 cents since yesterday. It's now just over $4.82. A third Kentucky law enforcement officer has died from Thursday evening's ambush. Police canine officer Jacob Chaffin succumbed to his wounds Friday night. His police dog was also killed in the shooting that left another police officer and a sheriff's deputy dead. Floyd County attorney Keith Bartley overcome talking about them.
It's not a police officer shot, or multiple police officers in this case. These are human beings. These are people with children, spouses, and mom and dad. And their world will never be the same.
The suspect was arraigned Friday on 2 counts of murder. Bartley will now add a third. A Chicago police officer shot and wounded in an ambush Friday on the same morning that Chicago's Mayor Lori Lightfoot pledged this would be a summer of joy in the Windy City. The Texas State Supreme Court has reversed a lower court ruling and dissolved a temporary restraining order that had allowed abortions to resume in the state. On Wall Street on Friday, Wall Street began the third quarter on a positive note, the Dow gaining 321 points. NASDAQ was up 99 points, the S&P 500 closing 40 points higher. America is listening to Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com.
Uber has released a report on sexual assaults in its vehicles.
A 38% decline in sexual assault reports in its U.S. rides in 2019-2020. The company reported 141 cases of rape in 2020, adding it comes out to roughly 1 in every 5 million Uber rides. More than 3,800 complaints are broken down in 5 categories of sexual assault. Most involve non-consensual touching of a sexual body part. Uber says riders were the accused party in 43%, which is similar to previous years. The company isn't sure if the decline is from fewer rides in the pandemic, which amounted to about 200 million less than before the pandemic, or its new safety features. CJ Papa, Fox News.
Texas death row inmate Ramiro Gonzalez, who's scheduled to be executed a week from Wednesday for the shooting death of an 18-year-old woman in 2001, is asking Texas Governor Greg Abbott for a delay so he can possibly save someone's life by donating his kidney. His attorneys claim a medical evaluation has found Gonzalez to be an excellent donor candidate, and he has a rare blood type, which means his donation could help someone who might not otherwise find a match. The Texas Board of Pardons and Paroles will consider the request. State of Oklahoma setting execution dates for several inmates.
An Oklahoma court has set execution dates for 25 death row prisoners. They'll begin in late August and continue over the next 2 years. Executions in Oklahoma had been halted in recent years following a series of botched lethal injections in 2015. The 25 inmates had largely been spared following a lawsuit challenging one of the drugs used in lethal injections. Last month, a federal judge upheld the use of the drug in question. Tom Graham, Fox News.
And I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Get key interviews with the biggest business newsmakers of the day. The Kudlow podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.